My response to Ken Robinson's ideas about education, intelligence, and learning. In this TED Talk, the speaker Ken Robinson questions present education system that focuses too much on language and mathematics and argues that this system deprives the student of their potential creativity. From his experience of traveling around the world, he found that every education system on Earth has the same hierarchy of subjects. At the top are mathematics and languages, then humanities, and the bottom are the arts. Everywhere on Earth, and in pretty much every system too, there's a hierarchy within the art. However, he thinks that dance, which is usually valued less than art and music, even in the category of art, is as important as math. He thinks that this education system is created by scholars and is to make scholars. Why do we study? To enter university? Why do we study in university? To get a good job? However, no many companies want students who are only good at studying anymore. I think that students who are especially good at and have worked hard on something are strongly needed in this time. Including me, myself, students who have been educated like this can do everything of a sort. When I was a student of junior high school, I focused on studying math, Japanese, English, science, and social studies, and made little of those art subjects, such as music, art, because about entering university, I thought I was judged by only on math, Japanese, English, science, and social science. And I thought those important subjects are only subjects I should focus on. However, I should have worked harder on those odd subjects. Those are subjects I can express other more easily. Those art, dancing, painting, playing a music instrument have clear attraction and I can impress others. The only thing that interaction among sense of values of various fields make creativity. The more knowledge and experience you possess, the more ideas and expressions by creativity you come up with. Only studying music or only studying art are not enough to gain the creativity. However, doing everything by yourself is inefficient and not clever. I think that the best way is that each of students develop the field he or she is good at and making group and sharing information create something for that. I think that schools should ascertain each of the students' talent first and then educates them to develop the talent further, like Ken Robinson speaks in the movie. Thank you.